time now for Dario and Swiss Up. Hello, Dario.
Hey, Mark. Good to be back.
Good to be back after the summer break, yes. And, of course, we've got a lot going on. And some people may be a little bit surprised, but Switzerland is, in some ways, involved with the current evacuation of citizens from Afghanistan, like many other Western nations. Now, Switzerland's got its citizens and Afghan staff in Kabul. And last week, it sent over a number of special unit soldiers to support the effort. So today, we're going to have a closer look at this effort and that ADD-10 Special Forces Unit, which people might be surprised that Switzerland has. So, Dario, starting off, let's first draw a painting of how many people Switzerland actually hopes to evacuate from Afghanistan.
Yes, well, when the Taliban takeover of Kabul happened last week, various Swiss federal agencies employed about 38 Afghans. Add to that a little over 200 close relatives of those employees and about 28 Swiss citizens that were still in the country at that time. And you get a total of about 280 people that the foreign ministry wants to evacuate, a mission that it's easier said than done.
Okay, so why is that a problem for Switzerland?
Well, on its own, Switzerland can't fly anyone out because it's lacking the necessary military transport aircraft. Switzerland actually doesn't have big military transport aircraft because Switzerland doesn't plan to move a lot of troops to foreign countries, right?
Right.
If you move Swiss troops around, they mostly do so by train. The foreign ministry actually chartered a flight that was supposed to take off for Kabul last week, but the airport there was closed for any non-military planes, so that chartered plane never took off. Switzerland therefore depends on hitching flights with other countries, flights that take people out from Afghanistan, maybe to neighboring countries. But those other countries, of course, are evacuating their own people first. So yes, people have to get on different planes that are not Swiss planes, but the Swiss Foreign Ministry is basically organizing free seats in other countries' planes.
Right. But as you say, those other countries are going to prioritize their own citizens, their own Afghan staff. So last week, Switzerland did decide to take the evacuation efforts one step further and sent a special forces unit to Afghanistan. Some people might be surprised that Switzerland has a special forces unit.
Yes, actually Switzerland does, and Blick newspaper reports that it was decided to send a small detachment of about 6 soldiers of the ADD-10 special unit to assist with the evacuation. They were sent into neighboring Uzbekistan, so neighboring to Afghanistan, and traveled from there to Kabul, where they assisted with the effort.
Okay, let's take a look at that special unit, ADD-10. So what is it?
Well, they are a secret army reconnaissance detachment of about 90 professional soldiers, which mostly do missions in foreign countries. They did such things as protecting the Swiss embassy in Tripoli, for example, during the Libyan civil war. And they also famously planned the escape of the Swiss Gaddafi hostages in Libya in 2008 and 2009. A plan that famously never came to fruition and that could maybe be an interesting future Swiss Up episode.
Okay, so yeah, why didn't that actually happen? But yes, for now, we'll move on and looking at this unit. So what were they supposed to do in Afghanistan? Or what are they doing, in fact?
Well, it's all shrouded in secrets. It isn't even clear if they were armed, but it is known, or if they are armed currently on their mission in Afghanistan. Obviously, they are trained with arms, but it's not known if right now they brought arms to Afghanistan. But it is known that they were sent to a secure location at Kabul Airport and that they collaborate closely with the Americans to help the Swiss Foreign Ministry get a better understanding of the crisis. And it is suspected that they are there to receive the Swiss travelers or travelers to Switzerland in the transit area around Kabul airport, and to give them escort protection on their way to the planes.
Yeah, I did see that statement from the foreign ministry saying they were not going to confirm one way or the other whether they were armed or not. I'm going to sort of like work on the assumption they probably are.
Yes, yes. I would say so too. Probably they just don't want to tell that because it just feels probably uncomfortable to many people to have Swiss soldiers in a foreign country and armed.
Right.
So that's probably why they keep that secret.
Yes, but if they're going to provide some form of protection to Swiss citizens, you'd want them to sort of have something. Anyway,
secret military unit with no arms, that would be a little weird also.
Yeah, I think so. Anyway, we'll move on from that, though. So how many people with a connection to Switzerland have been evacuated so far?
Well, on Monday, the Aargauer Zeitung reported that roughly 100 individuals, so Swiss people or local employees and family that have a connection to Switzerland, made it out of Afghanistan. 70 of which were flown out to Uzbekistan on a German military airplane. 30 of which made it there or made it out of Afghanistan on a different way. And Switzerland has actually sent a Swiss Airlines plane to Tashkent in Uzbekistan on Monday to pick them up. Almost 200 people have yet to make it out of the airport in Kabul. Make it there first also, because the Taliban have started to set up checkpoints around the airport, so it's unclear how many of these 200 people are already in that area. But yes, about 200 people out of the 280 total sort of have yet to make it out of Afghanistan. Right. By the way, that plane that Switzerland chartered and sent to Uzbekistan on Monday has landed in Switzerland on Tuesday in the very early morning in Zurich.
Okay, so that plane's now back. But as you say, it's worrying, though, isn't it, that there are probably still about 200 citizens and Afghan workers connected to Switzerland who still cannot make it to the airport, because we know, actually, you can see the TV pictures, how difficult it is to get to the airport at the moment. And of course, time is running out. How much time is left, of course, is a bit of a question mark over that at the moment. So there's still a lot. Do you think there's questions? I mean, going back to this issue about Switzerland not having any military transport aircraft, do you think there's going to be some questions being asked about the fact that Switzerland might need to actually do a slight reassessment of its military needs? Because, of course, as you say, Switzerland isn't planning to invade anyone anytime soon. But there again, you have these international situations which clearly, if Switzerland had a couple of Hercules aircraft, it may have been useful.
Exactly. But maybe it's still not often enough that these transport planes would be used. And I guess it seems well, it doesn't. It seems to be right now that the issue is that people can't get to Kabul airport. Also, I read yesterday that apparently the Americans are now limiting access to the airport to NATO member countries, and it is unclear if Switzerland can basically slide in with those. Obviously, Switzerland is not part of NATO, but because it is a friendly neighbor, you could say.
Right.
It might be able to be still part of that group of countries that still get access to the airport. That's unclear. So really, I think the issue currently is more: do people get to Kabul airport? Can they access the airfield rather than there isn't a plane for them to take? And I think also in the future, Switzerland will probably rely on its on neighboring countries, or on countries that are politically close to us for hitching a ride, basically.
No, I'm sure that's true. I'm sure, someone with a Swiss passport who makes it to the airport will, a friendly nation will fly them out. I don't have any doubt about that whatsoever. But getting to the airport is the issue. All right, Dario, though, very interesting. We've got Swiss. So we've learned that we've got Swiss Swiss Special Forces exist, and they're currently in Afghanistan, and frankly, I'll bet you my pension fund they're armed. Anyway, right, Dario, thank you very much for that. That was Dario there with Swiss Up. If you want to hear that episode and others in the series, you can always go to our website, which is worldradio.ch/SwissUp.